This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
Now, the Olmsted Centre for Sight in the United States is looking for international visually impaired people to offer one scholarship. It's all to do with training and employment. And from Buffalo in the US, we have with us Elizabeth Schmidt. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be back. Yeah, I'd like to announce that in celebration of our 50th graduating class, the National Statler Center, which is a program of the Elizabeth Pierce MD Center for the Visually Impaired in Buffalo, New York, is offering a full tuition scholarship, which includes lodging while we have a student here to attend our training program. The scholarship is available to blind or visually impaired adults who have completed their high school or secondary program and are looking to be trained and then return to their native country to seek employment. The value of this scholarship is over $25,000. So it's a really nice opportunity for an adult who's blind or visually impaired to come to the United States to train with us. We offer three different courses, a business fundamental class, which is heavy on computer technology, a contact call center class, and a hospitality class, which are both customer service based. So it's a nice opportunity for a blind or visually impaired adult to come and train with us free of tuition, free of lodging costs, and get the skills that really would set them up for employment when they return back home. And again, this is in celebration of the National Statler Center's 50th graduating class. We have over 600 blind visually impaired graduates who go through our programs, and we're really proud of it. And this is our way of saying thank you and sort of extending our wings out to other countries who could benefit.
Congratulations on the 50th anniversary, Elizabeth. What would be involved in the training?
Absolutely. Like I said, we have three different courses. An applicant is available to go through two of the three. You can't do all three at the same time because they run concurrently. The first class that someone's eligible to come through is our business fundamentals class. And that's a class that really is heavy on computers and technology, oral and written communications, business math, networking, conflict management, customer service, and all those soft skills that really go hand in hand with being technically ready to have a job and have the skills that would bring employment. The business fundamentals class is a 5-week program. After somebody goes that class, they're welcome to choose from either the hospitality curriculum or the contact call center curriculum. The hospitality class is, again, a 5-week program, and that program is very heavily based on learning the industry standards in the hospitality industry, including property management system databases, job readiness for customer service, on actual externship on site in a different venue, industry presenters, and all the things that you would need in order to be a face-to-face customer service provider. The third class, which is available, is the contact call center class, and that's a customer service-based class, but what it is it's dealing with telecommunications. That's delivering your customer service via the phone and using multiple computer screens, and that's a very interesting for people that are totally blind who would be using a screen reader to navigate their computer screens using dual headset technology to listen to their customer in one ear, but also listen to the screen reader in the other ear. And again, that's heavy on technology, heavy on the using, navigating the multiple screens, telephone, customer service, and communications. And again, there's also an externship with that class. All those things said and done, when somebody comes through our training, they usually come through for business fundamentals, and then they pick either hospitality or the contact call center. When they're done, we ask this recipient to return to their home country. We're sure they'll want to. And then we will work with them in terms of securing employment. This scholarship opportunity is not just for the training, but the funders of the scholarship opportunity want to make sure that the student becomes employed when they return to their home country. So it's very important for us to have somebody who's looking for employment and who's looking for those skills to become employed.
It's a great opportunity, Elizabeth, to gain these skills and do this training in another country, because it can open up a whole other world as well, and experiences on top of that.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that you really can't put in a brochure is training with other people who are blind and visually impaired. Again, the Statler program is a national program. It's a national outreach program of the Olmsted Center for Sight. And we get students from all over the United States. So people from the West Coast, from Central U.S., from the East Coast, they all come together. And what's amazing is when you have a group of such diversity, people from different backgrounds, everybody has their blindness, their visual impairment, their experience together. And it's a really supportive environment. And it's really quite wonderful how close everybody becomes. Buffalo is a wonderful place to come and visit. We are great hosts, and we certainly hope someone will come and visit us. And I'll just fill you in a little bit on the application process to do so. In order to apply for this scholarship, what we will require is an application, letters of support from staff of an affiliated agency that have worked with this client, proof of secondary or high school completion. We are accredited by New York State Department of Education, and that is something that we have to provide. And then all applicants will go through an interview with us. We like to get to know people better, really like to find out what they're looking for in terms of employment. In addition, the applicants are going to need to be able to travel to the United States. They're going to need to be here for up to 10 weeks of training. Again, this scholarship is going to cover tuition and lodging, but we will need the applicant to either find support for the travel expenses and their daily food expenses, or have some type of support, or, you know, get ingenious as to how they could cover that. But other than that, we really look forward to having people apply for this. I'll tell you right now, there's two sessions where it's available. The spring session, which begins May 3rd. We have an April 1st deadline for applicants to apply for that scholarship. And the fall session, which is an August 1st deadline to apply to that fall session, which begins September 7th. So when you're ready, I'm happy to give you the website information where interested applicants could find that information.
We'll get that from you in just a moment, Elizabeth. How successful has the scholarship program been in the past? What's the sort of feedback been like from people who've attended?
You know, we'd love to say we've had other 50th graduating classes, but as this is our first, this is our first scholarship that is international for the 50th graduating class. And again, it's funded by one of our large hospitality funders. This is the first of its type. We have had certainly many other scholarships similar, where we've had students come from different countries, South America, Canada, you know, who come for our specialized training. And of course, we do scholarship people within the United States at times. So as you know, scholarships are sometimes donor directed, and this one is no different. So we are looking for someone outside of the United States. Really, the caveat is that this person is blind or visually impaired, but they must be willing to return to their home country and seek employment there.
Okay, Elizabeth, just finally then, if people think this maybe for them, they're quite interested to find out a little bit more, where can they get more information?
Absolutely. So our website address, I'll spell it out for you because there's different spellings of Olmsted, is Olmsted Center, Center.org/Statler, Statler hyphen center / And if somebody is unable to find that online, they can certainly call me directly. Again, I'm Elizabeth Schmidt. I'm the admissions coordinator at 00+1-716-888-4638 in the United States. And again, it's my pleasure to answer any questions that people may have and really encourage people to submit an application for the scholarship, because it is a process. And just by submitting an application, that just begins the process. If they're interested, because we are looking at an April 1st deadline for spring and an August 1st deadline for the fall, really there's no harm in getting the ball rolling and see how it goes. We'd be happy to have as many applicants as possible.
Elizabeth, congratulations once again on the 50th anniversary, and let's hope many people do submit their applications. And thank you for telling us all about it on Insight Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.